Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Schools have taught us that humans only have five senses. But in the much-talked-about World Peace of Glory and Senses, author revolutionary thinker Magic Mason proposes that instead of five, humans have nine senses, and that this idea should be taught at all levels in school. Now, also included in his book, the concept of one language, the language of the world. And another portion of the book also tackles architecture and design from foundation to roof plan. World Peace of Glory and Senses is a cornucopia of subjects from linguistics to architecture. Magic was born in Tehran, Iran, moved to Germany in 1985, the United States in 1989. He's a U.S. citizen, has traveled all over the world, published several books. His expertise with diversified background, international laws, economy, engineering, psychology. He studied construction management at Northern Kentucky University and earned a Master of Public Administration. Magic is working on his PhD now in general psychology. He's a sales specialist in big retail stores, also a talented painter, and a number of books he has written, including World Peace of Glory and Senses. Author, inventor, visionary, Magic Mason is our guest on This Week in America. Magic, welcome to the program, sir. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. God bless you guys. Have a nice day. Very nice. You explained it very well. Myself, I appreciate it.
Well, the book is getting people thinking. You've been called a revolutionary thinker, a visionary, and it gets all of us like thinking about what you have to say. Whenever we're all thinking, it's a good thing. So you've done a nice job in getting us thinking about things. And let's start with the what I had in the open there, this fact of five senses, and we really have nine senses. Talk about how you came to that conclusion and the importance of that.
Yes. Any anatomy of a human being, anatomy, any hole in your body you have related to the senses, any opening you have in your body, there's a opening in the ear, the sense of hearing, sense the opening in the mouth, opening is the sense of taste, or there is a eyes, a sense of vision, any hole in your body you have related to the senses. We have another hole in the front of the human vagina or penis is the sense of sexuality, and another hole in the back is a sense of relief. When we teach to the kids from childhood, these are your senses, how to enjoy your senses, how to satisfy your senses, all of your senses. When you go to the mountain, you see the nice view, nice stuff, you hearing the new music, nice music, everything like that. The enjoyment for senses, and that's a human life is all to it. We cover it almost 10,000 years. Human has only six senses or five senses. Human has nine senses. Two hole in one of the hole in the front of the human, one hole in the back of the human. When we teach it, they change the whole curriculum for a school. They teach it to the kids. These are your senses, how to take care of your senses, how to enjoy your senses, all of your senses, how to satisfy all of your senses. It's perfect human they created. Another sense of human, we can hold it, we can speak it. Speaking is another sense of human. Human has ability to talk, to a sense of speaking. Speaking is another sense of human. When then combination all of the senses, when you satisfy all of your senses, combination, they create the love or hate. when you love somebody or you love something, you all of your senses, the you agree with all of your senses. When then we create the love and hate on combination, yes. All of the senses, they create the telepathy or right now we call it six senses, but it's nine senses on combination, yes. All of the senses, they create the love or hate.
Our guest on the program is Magic Mason. He's the author of the book World Peace of Glory and Senses. Talked about senses in the beginning. I mentioned language, and you're a proponent of one language. And, you know, it really makes some sense as you're thinking about this. Talk about one language and why this is something you feel is very important for us.
We have a problem in elementary school, high school, everything. The people, immigrant, everything, they come to United States or in Europe, the different country, they have an accent. We sometimes we bully the kids, they bully each other because of the pronunciation, because of accent they has or pronunciation, everything like that. I create the language, the combination of the 18 languages is thus 18 languages, most important languages in the world, English, French, German, Spanish, all of the most important languages. I create the language. I put that 150 words for each language. Very basic stuff. They can teach it to the elementary school to high school, 12 years from elementary school to high school. Every day, 2-3 hours, they're teaching the language. They get 150 words for each language, that they, during 12 years, the kids, all of the language, they're learning that all of the 18 languages in during 12 years. And then combination all of these languages, eventually we have one language for whole world. And then we speak all of them with one language eventually. One of the reasons when I was in Germany or when I was in United States at the beginning, I have very difficulty to pronounce or to start it. But elementary school kids learning the language is not very hard for the kids. When we teach my books in elementary school to high school, 12 years, 150 words for each language learning, and that after a few years, we have everybody speak one language.
What kind of response are you getting when you talk about one language and you give reasons and it does make sense? What kind of response are you getting when you talk about one language?
One language, because language is ancient time. From many, many years ago, they created, when you look at it very deep, because of the nation to nation, because of the hate, was a long time ago, and then they put that in the name of the person, you realize it in the language, the hate was inside the language, the way they created. That has to be, for example, in my language, Farsi, and that means something bad in the, what they put the name of the person. That name, my name or the name of a person, that the other language, that create the hate between nation to nation. We have to eliminate it, find these causes, eliminate it. And then my view is that when the kids learning the different pronunciation, everything, nobody bully each other anymore. Nobody talks about the language. America, that's only country that does that have a own language.
Our guest on the program is Magic Mason. His book is World Peace of Glory and Senses. His website is magic-mason.com. Go to our website and link on directly. Book available at pageturner.us. And again, all of this on our website. The other aspect of the book that is so interesting is you talking about architecture and design. And you talk about the architectural problems we have. And we've been dealing years with these where we've got hurricanes, we've got tornadoes, we've got wind and buildings coming down. Talk about your ideas on architecture and how to build these more secure, steadier.
Yes. I studied architecture for a long time ago. I went to Europe, in America, Asia. I realized that construction in the United States is they use most of the houses is with the wood, the material, they catch the fire. That's a problem. The wind, when they come, wind, everything, because it's so light, the wind, they can blow it out. Waste the money during the construction. The construction, the most houses, wood construction, they last 80, 100 years old. Money we spend for building the houses after 100, less than 100 years, they destroy the money we spend. The economy, one of the economy, when you go to Europe, you go to the Asia, you see the houses 700 years old, 900 years old, still the people using it, the building, because it's break, because of the construction is completely different. Wind, everything that does that change it. My architecture books is started from interior design all the way to the basic information for interior design, and then to get the permit for city, build the houses, design it, and the design, and at the end, process the building. But when I was in my country, I built my brother's house in all brick. We use maybe 200,000, 300,000 brick. We built it. It does not take very long. We put that in with the cement, with the material. We use it very cheap, cheaper than the wood, stronger than wood, and then they last for a long time. My goal is to solve the problem in United States and the people in Canada and America. They use the wood. They does not use clay, brick. Use the dirt and the limestone, mix it up with the heat, they burn it out, and then they create the brick. Brick is a solution for solving the problem for United States. Use the brick, no wood in construction. That's my goal was for my architecture books.
That is just so fascinating. The books are available in other books that Magic has written at his website, magic-mason.com. Magic Mason is our guest on the program. This book is World Peace of Glory and Senses. So much involved in his career that he's been involved in. He has several patents, and I'd like to take a few minutes here at the end of the program to talk about that. Magic, you're the creator of Superbed. Explain exactly what Superbed is. I love this concept.
Yes, Superbed is the bed like a convertible car. You go inside the bed, there has no wheel inside the house. You go close the bed at night, instead of you put the heat for the whole house, you just heat the inside the bed. Like a convertible car, you control the heat inside the bed. And then you don't need the blanket, everything. You turn the heat during the night for whole house computer, they can do it. The whole house, 5, 6, 10 degrees down, and then you heat just inside the bed, or you cool it just only inside the bed. Closing bed is thus, I just have a pattern for that. I didn't follow anything. I just have a pattern that hopefully eventually they save the energy. When you save
oh,
it,
yes.
You go at night, you have everybody has their own bed. They even architecture, they change it. You don't need any more bedroom, anything like that. We have few places in the house you can put that in, and then you have a bed inside the house. Save the energy.
Well, I told you he was a visionary and inventor and author of so many books, and you'll find all of them listed at his website, magic-mason.com. A couple minutes here, and you've got a political chess game that you've got a patent on as well. Briefly tell us about that.
Political chess game, that's a perfection of the old chess game. Old chess game is only black and white. My board has 7 color, all of the different color of the races in the whole world. And then all politics, kids learning politics from childhood. For example, my donkey, my horse in the old game, my horse is donkey for Democrat. I have an elephant for a Democratic, elephant for Republican. And then I have a camel for Arab nation. I have a religious for every country that has a religious government. I have a star for communist country. And then I have a perfect man, perfect woman. And then they teach the kids politics from childhood. Who is the Arab nation? Who is the communist country in the world? The kids seriously, they're asking question, and then what is the politics, learning politics from childhood. All of them based on the old chess game, that I added 4 pieces each side, they play like a king. And that's the perfection of the old chess game. The old chess game, they give you a little jealousy to the kids. When they're playing together, they said, you are smarter than me, or I am smarter than you. They give you a little bad attitude to old chess game.
Yes.
But my
yes.
game, that's only political chess game.
I love what you're doing, and a minute or so left here. What are you working on now? You have so many projects that you're working on. What are you working on now? Are you writing another book?
I am always writing. I am working to retire. I have worked at this kitchen design in hardware store, Lowe's in the retail store. I'm full-time work over there because I have a bill I have to pay. So far, I didn't make any money for my invention and my books. Hopefully, someday I can make a little money. I can survive. But I work at Lowe's retail store, pay my bills. And then I built my house, this room. I enjoy to do construction. I do enjoy to painting, everything like that. I am almost retired at the end of the year. I am 65 years old. Maybe when is my pension and my social security is enough, I try to retire.
Well, you're a very young 65, a thought provoker, an author, inventor, a visionary, working on his PhD in general psychology. It's a thought provoking. The book that we talked about is one of several written by our guest, Magic Mason. This book is World Peace of Glory and Senses. The book available, pageturner.us, the usual places. His website, magic-mason.com. Magic, the time has gone by so quickly. Thank you for joining us on the program.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Take care, please. My message is very important. Hopefully, they change the whole world. What we're learning from childhood is a lot of stuff we're learning from childhood wrong. They take you to wrong direction. Hopefully, the nine senses, they change the world. What we're looking for, we have peace and glory in the whole world.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Magic Mason, our guest. Once again, the book is World Peace of Glory and Senses. Book available wherever books are sold. Direct you to pageturner.us or Magic's website, magic-mason.com. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.